I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israel tops today's news with questions of security and stability surrounding leadership concerns. Sat7's Terry Ascott says while media attention paints the picture of a tinderbox, the reality is
the Middle East is rather distracted by other things, including the hardline government in Iran, and of course the situation in Syria, where somebody's tossed a hand grenade into that situation over the assassination of President Hariri.
In light of all that's happening, Ascott says people seek their message because their programming offers reconciliation, hope, and the gospel of peace. Next, Tanzania has a varied geography that's as challenging as it is spectacular. It makes getting services to some areas difficult.
We have missionary work that's begun for the last number of years now in what they call the Rukwa Valley, which is a very inaccessible area, especially during the rainy season, and very little medical work in that area. One of the programs that our missionaries are developing with Missionary Aviation Fellowship is how to get a doctor there several times a month.
That's Sam Vinton of Grace Ministries International. He says they're launching a monthly fly-in medical clinic this month, which will open up opportunities to share the gospel. And orphan girls 18 and older in Guatemala now have a place to start adulthood on the right foot. Buckner Orphan Care International just dedicated its first transitional home for girls over the weekend. Buckner's Leslie Chase says many of these girls have nowhere to go. She says this home will protect them, teach them to live on their own, complete their education, get jobs, and most importantly, tell them about Jesus. Pray that many of these girls will come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter for church leaders. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.